中国。
潘吉这里告诉你。
Hi guys, today we're going to talk about American TV.
TV series.
Oh, TV series. 美剧，对不对
？Yep.
那我们今天呢，要推荐一些自己很爱看的美剧。Some of those are quite classic, 是比较经典的啊，比较老的，而且 they're good for learning English. But most of them are quite new.
Right.
And they might not be very good, if you're just starting to learn English, 对吧？可能有点难。
对对。
但没关系，很字幕组会帮你。
那我们先说简单的吧。
先说很 classic 的好不好
？Classic.
很经典的美剧。The one you think is the best for learning English.
Also, the old one, Friends.
老友记啊，这个虽然是 I think they shot it in the 90s, right? It ran in the 90s.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
Yeah. And you know what? I've never watched it.
Really?
Yeah, I've probably seen one or two episodes, but I never really followed it.
It's pretty funny.
And it's set in a very realistic daily life situation, 对吧
Yeah, there are lots of...Casual conversations with natural English.
Okay, so it's very good to supplement your English learning.
Right.
好 But of course, Friends ended a while ago.
After 10 years of running, yeah.
对对对，所以现在有一个我和 John 都很喜欢的一个 sitcom, 也是这种情景喜剧啊 sitcom.
Right, so that is Modern Family.
摩登家庭。
Yeah, Modern Family, I think, is not quite as useful as Friends, but it's still not too difficult.
这 Modern Family, 可能有些朋友也看过啊 because I think it's the number one sitcom in US now.
Probably.
It's very popular, 就是讲这个一个 family, 然后它的这个家庭的结构是很现代的有homosexuals, 对吧同性恋、然后他们 adopt kids, 然后有 American married, Hispanic Latino woman.
Who is much younger than him.
对对对反正就是我们现在要很 diverse, 美国人最喜欢 diversity, 对吧多元化。
Right, right.
But it's really well written, and the humor is quite clever, I think.
Yeah, not every episode is really good, but some of them are really funny.
Yeah, so Modern Family, 反正你如果一天工作很累或者什么回去看看这个还是可以轻松一下。
对很轻松的。
对的对的。那 Modern Family 在美国呢是在 ABC 这个电视台上面放的。然后在美国你要看美剧的话 you either, watch them on those big networks.像什么 ABC, NBC,
right.
这样的啊。或者 if you pay extra, you get cable, right?
Right, or some people do it online, like Hulu.
Or Netflix, 就这种 streaming, 在线可以收看的 service.
Yeah, that's all changing now in the States.
对的对的。好 Modern Family 是一个很不错的 new sitcom。然后 John 他喜欢的一个和 Modern Family 的风格完全不一样 It's a lot darker, right?
Yeah, and it's probably not very good for English. But I know a lot of Chinese friends also like this. It's called The Walking Dead.
叫什么行尸走肉啊
Right, right.
是讲鬼的吗还是讲什么
僵尸
僵尸、
And actually, I don't really like zombie movies.
Zombie 是僵尸、right. Zombie.
I don't really like zombie movies, but I like this show.I think this show is more interesting than most zombie movies.
Okay. 它是那种恶心的还是说
挺恶心的。but it also shows like the people's relationships.
恶心的僵尸感情戏。
是啊。
Zombie relationship.
Not the zombie relationships, the human relationships.
Okay, so that's probably like a horror.
Yeah, it's horror.
但是也没有太吓人。
It was originally a comic book, it's also a video game.
That's why you like it. 因为你是蛮 You're pretty into games. And
Actually,、comics. I played the game first and then I started watching the show.
Okay. 然后你喜欢的那个 Game of Thrones, 权力游戏。
Yeah, that one's okay.
我觉得也是就是那种很有游戏风格的。
It's fantasy.
对对对这种。
魔幻。
好。那接下来。My taste in American TV series is completely different.
But it's very American, I noticed.
Very American. 跟你是很不一样我觉得。I think in the past 5 years, the best TV show, the best TV series I've seen is probably Mad Men. 我最喜欢的，我觉得它的这个 It's just so beautiful to watch. The cinematography, 就是它里面那个拍的 visual style, 颜色啊什么真的好漂亮，然后里面就你感觉真的把你带回了六十年代啊。
Yeah, actually, I watched season one of Mad Men. I thought it was good.
广告狂人。
Yep.
然后 it's known for its very clever dialogues, right, for the writing. So it's actually very difficult. 他们讲的语言啊，他们里面 humor, 他又想反映那个六十年代，所以有很多东西，其实你没有那个 context, 没有当时的，对当时历史或者社会的一些了解，还不那么容易懂。
Actually, I remember when I watched Mad Men, the thing I like the best is to watch Donald Draper do a
pitch.
A pitch.
Yeah. Right. 他就是会去给客户什么我们卖广告什么都要做 pitch, 对吧，就是把他们的 creative idea, 他们想的这个 campaign 要推销给客户。然后他每一次都有办法就是让人家好像很 believe in him, 然后。
A creative idea.
对对。好，那 Mad Men 非常的不错。另外还有一个这应该是两年前才出来的。Pretty new American TV series, Homeland.
Homeland. It's like the new 24, right?
对，有点像。然后 it's about terrorism and counterterrorism,
right.
对吧？然后这个也是在国内很多朋友喜欢看，国土安全。
But very American, right?
Have you seen it?
Nope, I downloaded it, but I haven't seen it.
好了，你现在 you can give up your American passport. 你美国的电视怎么都没有看过？
It's not realistic, Jenny.
So, do you watch 甄嬛？你是喜欢看中国的《甄嬛传》这种电视剧吗？
No, I just don't watch very much. I only watch two shows.
Okay. Anyway, Homeland 就是一个 thriller. 而且是这种 suspense 比较悬疑的啊，它那个 plot 是
maybe some action.
对，一点 action. 也有 relationship. Carrie and Brody. Mad Men 这种就算是一个 drama 吧，就是这种剧情的
right.
剧情戏。那还有一个外国的古装戏 Downton Abbey.
Right.
It's British TV series, but
BBC.
It's extremely popular in the States and all over the world, right? It's popular in China too.
Yeah, I've watched two seasons of that, and I don't really know why I like it, but...
but you do.
But I kind of like it, yeah.
Yeah, 我觉得美国人 as long as you hear a British accent, 你就觉得他很 intelligent, 讲的东西很高级。
And it's funny, like, especially the old lady is really funny.
Okay, and 这种古装戏应该叫什么 ？Period drama, costume drama.
Period drama is a good name.
Period drama. 好，那今天最后 we'll end with two very very new series. They were just released. They started their first season in the States, not long ago. 然后一个呢是也是个讲间谍的，但是 Soviet spies, 前苏联间谍。
Soviet spies in the USA.
对 ,in the 80s, 80年代的时候、这个戏叫 The Americans, 美国人。Why it's called The Americans? 就是因为这两个 Soviet spies,、their husband and wife, and they pose as normal, everyday Americans living in、a suburb,You know, going to work, having kids, and nobody know that they are actually spies and they're actually Russian.
Okay.
你不觉得这个很有意思吗？这有点像，因为中国现在这种特务戏也很多，我觉得有点像就是美国版的潜伏。但他也是拍得很紧张，所以我觉得这个很不错。然后另外一个戏I think it's really special because it's not produced by one of the big networks or cable networks.
Yeah, this is really cool. It's produced by Netflix, right?
对 Netflix is an online streaming service.
Right, if you pay for the stuff that you get online, right?
对它和土豆啊 YouTube 不一样，就是说这个上面主要你是看电视电影然后是付费的对吗？
Right, so if you use Netflix, you never have to buy DVDs, right?
还是挺方便的啊。And they just started their own original series. 他们自己出品的一个电视剧，而且 是请到那个很大的电影明星来演 ,Kevin Spacey. 这个叫 House of Cards.
Right.
是讲美国 Congress, 美国的这个议会的事情的。
I've heard that it's really good.
It's a political drama, and it's set in the current time now. So they mirror a lot of the contemporary political and social issues in America society. So it's really good. It's smartly written, and the acting is really, really good. And I think it's 就是可能新的一种电视发展的潮流吧 like an online service, they can invest huge amounts of money to produce a very high quality series.
Media is changing.
对对。好那我们今天的节目就到这儿希望我们的一些 recommendations 推荐呢大家也会喜欢。And also, don't forget to tell us, which shows you like.
And maybe we'll watch them and talk about them.
Okay, we'll see you next time.
See ya.